BBC Films. HBO Films. BBC Films and HBO Films present A Doglamp Production. Stars fly by in streaks of white light, then a galaxy floating in the middle of space. The sun burns bright and shines on the Earth's surface. Chris O'Dowd, Dean Lennox-Kelly. Mark Wootton and Anna Faris. Frequently asked questions about time travel. A line of spaceships hovers around Earth's orbit. Inside one of the ships, a man's wearing a metallic spacesuit.
Time travel. It'll turn your brain into spaghetti if you let it. Best not to think about it. Best just to get on with the job in hand. Which is destroying the enemy before they're even born and have a chance to threaten us. We're expecting any resistance to be light. The ancestors of our enemies have yet to evolve any thumbs, or indeed spines. But that does not change the fact that they may one day evolve into a species that may pose a threat to us. And for that reason, we are going to rain down a fiery death upon them that will turn the surface of their planet into a radioactive desert, because we are the Planetary Peace Corps, and that is what we do! Now, are you nappy-wearing motherfuckers ready to lock and load and get it on?
The small audience of children wearing 3D glasses start crying.
No! It's not even a real gun!
He presses a button and a red alert warning flashes up. Then smoke fills the room. The cheap beige simulator goes into warp speed. One of the kids throws up. Then a man in a shirt and tie steps into the room and angrily summons the performer, Ray. He walks into a porter cabin, wearing jogging trousers and trainers with the space jacket, and his boss stands up to confront him. He rips the epaulets off Ray's spacesuit, yanks off the chest piece and lifts the helmet off his head. Then he pulls off Ray's staff pass, tears it into pieces and throws it away. Looking penitent, Ray holds out his hand, but when the boss ignores it and walks back to his desk, he clenches it into an angry fist. Ray goes to the door and deliberately kicks over a plastic orange teddy bear, then hastily stands it up again. At his locker, and wearing normal clothes again, Ray puts the space gun into his bag, then steps outside into a normal, cheap and drab adventure play area, where kids run around and adults stroll. Further on through the park, two men are wearing green and purple fluffy animal suits.
Two for one at Diner Burger.
Two for one at Diner Burger.
It doesn't even make any sense. Why would we do this?
Toby, don't start. Bye, love. All right, love. Two for one at Diner Burger.
We're encouraging people to eat dinosaurs, to eat us, you know? Why would we do that?
We're not real dinosaurs.
We should be dressed as cavemen.
So why do you always do this? You were the same on the bloody ghost train.
That wasn't logical either. Everyone knows werewolves and vampires are natural enemies. There is no way they would team up to attack a train.
Toby, stop thinking.
Yeah.
And talking.
Yeah, you're right, actually. We can't think that much because a dinosaur's brain is only the size of a walnut. As far as talking goes, you know, it's just like...
He He scratches the air with his paws.
Toad, stop it.
If you want to be careful, you don't get lost in the role. I heard of this one guy over on the Star Ride. Actually thought he was a Space Ranger. Traumatised load of kids, they sacked him.
Oh, hello, Ray. Didn't see you there.
Pete. Toad.
It was a crappy job anyway.
Yeah. Says the man dressed as a dinosaur.
The three of them are in a cafe.
So, what are you going to do?
Don't know. I was thinking about maybe moving back home, taking that job in my uncle's place.
Why do you want to do that? We can get you another job here.
Where?
Barry Burke's Bubble Ride.
Get your job there easy. High turnover because of the chlorine in the eyes.
It is tempting. But there should be more to life than dressing up as a bubble. Maybe it's time to get real.
So, in an ideal world, what would be your perfect job?
I don't know, comic shop?
Oh, come on. Think bigger.
Astronaut?
Yeah, cool. But I mean, your absolute dream job. I mean, if there is no limit.
No limits? Well, it's obvious. It's got to be Time Lord.
Oh, come to daddy. What was that? 4 minutes 32.
That's bullocks. You led him on.
What's this?
No, it's a bet. He reckons you're going to mention time travel in under 5 minutes.
You're making bets on me. The day I get fired, you're making bets on me.
He did. I didn't want to.
I do talk about other things, you know.
What? Like sci-fi?
How many times? It's not sci-fi, Pete. It's science fiction. Or SF, which can also stand for speculative fiction.
Jesus. You wonder why you can't get laid.
I can. I do. Some girls are into science fiction.
Yeah, you see, that's your problem, right? Your ideal girl is you. With tits. In fact, your ideal girl is him.
I object to that.
Now that was a shit film.
Yeah, someone should write a letter and complain, you know? Dear Hollywood, you're shit. I mean, how hard can it be to make a film that doesn't suck? I've got millions of great ideas.
Like what?
What?
Oh, come on, I want to hear one of your great ideas.
Okay.
Toby's notebook.
Right. Prepare to be amazed.
Ninja Yodeler.
Are you just, like, saying random words, Tom?
No, yodeler by day, ninja by night, you see?
Oh, yeah, because the other way around it would be really stupid. Stupid.
No, you've got, like, ninjas who are really quiet, yeah? Yodelers, really loud. There's a conflict for the character. Torn between two worlds.
He's really thought about this.
Okay, all right, cool. You know the way that sometimes you come up with a really shit idea, like, on purpose, and to try and test us out?
Yeah.
Is this one?
Yeah, you got me.
Nearly had you, though.
And him.
Yeah.
Ninja Yodeler.
Ninja Yodeler.
How's your real script form?
I'm doing most of the work up here, really. Yeah. Besides, every writer needs to get out in the real world, have some experiences, fresh ones, doing Mitch's work.
Really? I thought a writer needed to stay in and write.
Yeah, that's the eternal enigma of creativity. We should discuss it. In the pub, give me that.
Oi! Oh, you thieving git! I set up. Oh,
come on, all great writers steal.
Oh, Ray set up? What?
Give it to me. Give me my book.
Pete throws the notebook to Ray.
You'll see. One day I'll be famous. And then you'll be sorry.
In the pub.
Dear
Hollywood,
please stop making so many crappy movies. Here are a few tips to help you out. One, story is king. Always has been, always will be.
This is eating into our drinking time.
Okay, remakes, Jude Law, Handshot First, more Firefly and or Serenity, the end. Well, that's Hollywood sorted.
Shall we move on to the Middle East?
Pen's running out.
Always the way.
Nerds. Hey, didn't we all agree to stop using the N-word? Didn't we?
I don't agree to anything.
Nerd is the word they use to keep us down.
You should use the term Imagineer.
Yeah.
the nerdiest thing I've ever heard.
You are just threatened. You're threatened because you don't understand our world.
Oh, what's there to understand? I saw one Star Trek film, hated it, never looked back.
Really? Which one?
The first one with the big gold robot and the little fat mate.
You mean Star Wars, don't you?
Do I? Aren't they the same thing?
No. No, they're not.
He knows.
How would I know? I'm not a nerd. Or even an Imagineer.
Better.
I'm glad you're happy. Whose round is it? I got the last round.
Yeah, I got the biscuits from the garage.
I paid for you to get into scandals that time.
I paid for the cloakroom.
I bought tea bags round when you ran out.
I lent you my coat.
The snub's less busy.
Can you get me some crisps? Thanks.
Ray goes through to the snug, banging his head on the low door.
He could be wearing stealth lederhosen.
Jesus, you took your time.
Yes, I did.
I'll get the next round.
Well done. I was impressed.
What?
It's a lot of effort to go to. I mean, I'm rather touched.
What are you talking about?
Cassie, next door. She fed me her little story.
Cassie?
The girl in the snug. Come on, guys, fit, funny, dodgy American accent. You set it up.
Just now?
Yeah. Look, whatever. I just want to say thank you. Because I think I might actually be in with the Chancellor.
Ooh, could see why I think it'd be a wind-up.
You want to hear what happened or not?
Absolutely. Go on. Make a double jointed. Ignore him. Come on. I want to hear it.
Okay.
Flashback. Ray picks up 3 pints in the snug and carries them out.
Hello, Ray.
Hi. I'm sorry. Do I know you?
I'm Cassie.
Oh.
You don't know me, but I know you very well. At least, I feel like I do. I've read all about you.
All about me?
Yeah. I guess from your perspective, those books haven't been written yet. But,
haven't been written yet, like from the future?
Exactly.
Ah, I see. You're a time traveler.
Bingo. Yes.
I didn't say I believed her.
You've invented a girlfriend, haven't
you? I am not.
Time traveling hottie visits time travel fan. It's not a bad idea.
How far back in time have you come?
150 years.
And where's your time machine?
Inside me.
Oh, that's handy, isn't it? Is it like a little pill?
No, it's been hardwired into my bones, which have been replaced with a polymer composite. So it's flexible, but very standard issue.
Are you a
space lady? Hello. Nano.
No. No, I repair time leaks.
Sounds exciting.
No, it's not, really. It's quite dull. This is the only perk of the job.
What is?
Meeting famous people from history.
Me.
I read that you'd be in here on this day, and I just couldn't pass up a chance of meeting Ray the Great.
That's what she says.
Ray the Great.
So, what other famous people like me have you met?
Have you met Einstein or Elvis? Have you met Elvis?
You know what you should do? You should go back and kill Hitler. That's a classic.
That's also a time crime.
You're no fun.
Yeah, we call it editing. It's trying to erase people from history.
Like Hitler?
Yeah, like Hitler, but a lot of the times it's more of a personal taste thing.
Like Paris Hilton.
Who?
Brilliant.
Well, they try to erase them from history just because they don't like them, or they don't like their songs or their films or whatever. They are totally psychotic, Ray. There's even one bunch of editors who will try to kill artists immediately after their greatest works.
I don't get it.
Well, it's to avoid a decline in quality. It'd be like killing, say, Kevin Costner right after Dances with Wolves.
You could do Morrissey.
After The Smiths?
No, just generally.
George Lucas after Jedi?
Oh, Empire, surely.
Mm-hmm. You'd miss the Ewok battle.
Who cares?
Okay.
Let's see how good your research really is. What is the grandfather paradox?
I've got to be honest with you, Ray. I didn't exactly finish the manual. It was like a brick. I'm more of a quick start pamphlet kind of girl.
Yes, sure. I mean, hey, who's got the time? You know, it's only history we're messing with.
Look, I'm not totally stupid. I mean, I can safely talk to you because everyone knows that you're obsessed with time travel.
So?
So, no one will believe you when you tell them about this.
Very clever, Ray. Double bluff.
Still don't believe you.
What about chaos theory? You do know about chaos theory, right?
Oh, yes, of course. Chaos theory is the idea that all actions have consequences. When you take that quantumly...
Okay, bit of advice. When you are talking about this stuff, might be a good idea to speak with a bit more confidence about it.
Okay, well, I will. I'll bear that in mind. Thank you.
Chaos theory is basically the idea that tiny things can have huge consequences. So because you delayed me from going through there, all of the little things that I was going to do have been delayed subsequently. And that has a knock-on effect, which can totally change the future.
So wait, that means you're going to drink your pint a little bit later, which means you're going to go to the bathroom a little bit later. My God, Ray, you're right. That's terrible. We're all doomed.
Do you have any idea how rare it is to find a girl who's into science fiction who doesn't have everything pierced?
How do you know I haven't?
Listen, you should come through. Join us. I'll tell the guys what a good job you did. Have they paid you yet? I could get you a tip. Not in a stripper kind of a way. Because you're not a stripper, obviously. Not that you wouldn't make a good one, you'd make a fine one. I'm sure you'd look great naked.
Well put. No, thank you. I have to go, actually.
Oh, no. Oh, well, what's the rush?
Well, I've got a time leak to find, remember?
Of course. Okay. See you later, then. Hey, in the future. Maybe.
Yeah, maybe.
Could you...
Oh.
I'm sorry. Sorry.
She kisses him on the cheek.
Hi. Not bad. Not bad at all. Can't really say I'm buying the time-travelling skeleton thing. A bit too Terminator.
Wow. But I like the sexy time-traveller. Mm. How does it end?
I don't know, because I'm not making it up. She was real.
I know it is. You know you can, like, pay a prostitute to, like, act things out for you? Mm.
No, I don't.
Someone who knows Ray really well has treated him to a time-travelling hooker.
She was nice.
And you didn't even sleep with her. That was probably even the prize.
She wasn't a prostitute.
You should have slept with her. You know why?
Why?
Because she'd have probably shagged you into the middle of next week. Hey, come on, come on. Thank you, thank you. My name's Pete and I'll be here all week. Down those and we'll catch last orders at the King's End. Come on, let's take a leak.
Oh, because of the future thing. Mm.
In the corridor.
And I need you now, tonight. And I need you more than ever. And if you only hold me tight, we'll be holding on forever.
Pete stands at the urinal peeing freestyle and swinging his hips as he sings. Then he checks his watch.
Your love is like a shadow on me all of the time. I don't know what to do.
He dances over to the sink. And sprays water all over his crotch.
Forever's gonna start to
move. He goes over to the hand dryer.
There's nothing I can say. Total eclipse of the heart.
He checks his reflection in the mirror, then heads out again.
Now I'm only falling apart. Nothing I can
He walks down the corridor and goes back into the bar. He freezes, wide-eyed and open-mouthed. Everyone in the pub has been massacred. Bodies with terrible bloody wounds lie scattered around the room, on the bar, on the floor, on tables, and on chairs. A single line of fire burns near one fallen man.
Oh, my God.
Pete, bearded and wearing different clothes, is amongst the dead. At the sound of a glass falling, he sprints back out into the corridor to the toilets. He stands in the middle of the room with his hands behind his head, then on his hips as he paces backwards and forwards. He folds his arms, breathing deeply, then cautiously opens the door. He pokes his head out and looks down the corridor, then quickly heads towards the back door, but stops and listens. Pete turns round and looks at the door to the public bar. He walks slowly and cautiously towards it, then looks in through the glass panel and finds everything is back to normal again. He opens the door and goes inside. Pete trots over to their table and downs his pint, watched by Ray and Toby.
Are we off then?
Oh, shit. I will see your time-travelling hottie and raise you a pub full of dead bodies.
Is that piss on your jeans?
No. No, all of it.
Bollocks.
Couldn't this be that leak thing that your woman was looking for?
Oh, so you believe me now, do you?
Yeah, I still don't, for the record.
After what I've just seen, I believe anything. Guys, I just saw my own dead face. Go in yourself. You'll see.
I don't know. I mean, first a future woman and now this. It's like a time travel murder mystery. You guys.
It's not me.
Yeah.
Are you winding us up?
No. Look, something very bad is going to happen. I've just had a premonition of my own death.
Then why don't you just leave? You know, if you're so spooked, why don't you just run away? Go home?
Right.
Because it's not tonight. The other me, the dead me, he had a beard.
Oh, I see. You're mean.
Tennis says something happens when you go in.
Another bet. What little trick have you got up your sleeve, eh, PT?
Everything's great.
Come on, let's all go.
No chance. I'm staying right here.
We'll get my money ready.
Come on. Are we going to go in? Oh, brilliant.
Ray and Toby head out towards the toilets, leaving Pete on his own, looking anxious and puffing on a cigarette. A shadow falls over him.
Are those two dead?
What? What do you mean?
Are those two dead?
The pint glasses.
Oh. No, not yet.
In the toilet.
Tuck it in.
Hello, Petey. Change your mind?
No. Just gonna watch from here.
Ugh. Certainly smells like someone died.
Shit! What the fuck are you doing?
If you've got anything planned, you're gonna get it too.
I haven't got anything planned. Will you let me out, please?
No.
Oh, shit. I'm in again. Oh, shit.
Ray, check the loose.
What?
Probably got some bloke in a screen mask.
Something even more brilliant.
Ray checks the cubicles.
Ooh, really does stink in here.
You might as well just pay me now.
Ooh, it's like a bit. It's like a dongy, zooey kind of.
It's Pete's bullshit you can smell.
Listen! This isn't a wind-up. Do you really want to see the future?
I'd love to.
Okay. You've got to do exactly what I did.
What do you mean?
They reenact Pete's movements in a conga line.
I can't believe I'm doing this.
I feel like I'm doing a conga at a really shit party.
Oh, is this really necessary? I don't know, Mike. Don't look. I can't do it if you look.
I wasn't.
Together we can make it.
Standing in a line at the urinal, they sway their hips. Then an old man walks in.
Right, hold on. What?
There must be easy ways of making money. It's a science experiment.
Mm-hmm. Hold on tight, please, Pete. I don't know what to do.
Pete leads them to the sinks and tries one tap, then a second.
Oh, here's an idea. Instead of a time machine that runs on karaoke and urine, maybe they could have one with a dial on, you know, with dates on it. Something crazy like that.
I really need you tonight.
The third one sprays his crotch. Pete urges them to sing as he goes to the hand dryer.
Pete, do you really do this every time you take a piss?
Can I say something happens?
Yeah. It's got to be something definite. Like, say, a pub full of dead people. Not just some bollocks weirdy feeling.
Okay. Nothing I can say.
He checks his hair in the mirror. Then, with a fearful glance at the others, he opens the door and they poke their heads out.
What's that I can hear?
Wait.
Oh, come on, what are they? The Talking Dead?
Pete stops them in the corridor. Then he leads them on and they go into the bar.
Oh my God, everyone's still alive.
I don't know what happened out there, but I feel dirty.
Well, you've got some peanuts now.
Hey, you
shake hands.
What? What are you, 12?
Look, I swear to you, I saw myself right
here. Story is king. Always has been, always will be.
This is eating into our drinking time.
They backtrack into Ray, and Pete takes his money back.
Hi. Someone's got a seat tray.
Have they? Oh, our stuff's over there.
Yeah, they looked a bit familiar, didn't they, Pete?
Just a bit. Oh, there's some spare seats, it's not.
That's not really the problem, Ray.
Then what is the problem?
I think you better look.
Ray walks over to the booth.
Shall we move on to the Middle East?
Pen's running out.
Always the way.
Nerds.
Hey. Didn't we all agree to stop using the N-word? Didn't we?
He looks at Toby and Pete, who nod at him. Then he peers around the booth and sees himself. Ray turns, still smiling, and walks back to the others.
Should we get the fuck out of here? So what do we do now, Ray?
What?
This is your thing.
This is not my thing. No, my thing is sitting on my arse, reading books about this shit, not actually being in it.
What about the rules? I mean, there's always rules in these things, isn't there?
Yeah, but I mean, it depends who you read.
Well, even I know some rules.
Like what?
Yeah, like you can't tread on any butterflies.
What?
Not just butterflies, anything. You can't kill anything in the past because it wipes out all its descendants in the future. And you could end up wiping out the whole human race.
Don't sleep with anyone. Always ends up being your mum or your gran.
Oh, that's just sick.
Right, it's still tonight. We haven't gone back to the Blitz.
You ask for rules, I'm giving you rules.
Okay, don't kill anything, don't fuck anything. What else?
Don't touch yourself.
I'll be honest with you, right? My mind's on other things right now.
No, I mean, don't us the other us. We can't bump into or speak to the earlier us.
Why? Can't we just warn them not to go into the bog?
No, can't do that because that would cause a paradox.
But what?
If they don't go into the bogs, then they don't go back in time, and if that doesn't happen, then, well, we cease to exist. It's a variant of the grandfather paradox.
Fucking hate sci-fi.
Science fiction.
So, do we go back in the toilets?
No, can't do that, Mother. No, that could take us anywhere.
Yeah, but last time it took him right back to where he started, didn't it?
Yeah, but he also took me to a room full of dead bodies. He's right, it's not predictable.
So where does that leave us, Ray?
I think I've got an idea. Hiding in a cupboard.
Yeah.
And that's going to stop me being dead.
Look, it's simple. We wait for the earlier us to go into the loos and disappear into the past.
What do you think that's going to be?
About another half an hour?
Joking. My neck's killing me already. Ow. Hot. Bugger. Ow. Can I sit down?
I don't know. Can you?
In the dark.
Oh. You're pulling.
Oh, I think I found a light.
When he switches it on, Pete and Toby are cuddling each other.
Maybe leave the light off.
Yeah.
Ray starts eating.
Anyone want a peanut?
No.
You know, I really thought the time travel would be a bit more thrilling than this.
I know what you mean.
Oh. Oh, no, wait a minute. Oh, my God.
What?
We're half an hour in the past. She's still here.
Ray stands in the corridor and carefully opens the door to the snug. He sees himself talking to Cassie.
No, it's true. Not that you wouldn't make a good one, you'd make a fine one. I'm sure you'd look great in it.
this? I can feel fir tree through here. There's a whole other world back here. With snow and fawns and talking lions.
Is there?
No. Dick.
I love Narnia.
Cassie kisses Ray.
Bye, Ray.
Bye.
Real Ray steps back as she strides out.
Cassie!
Ray, I really have to go.
Oh, no. You think I'm in? I'm not in. I mean, obviously, I am.
Cassie, we really need your help. First of all, I now totally believe that you are a time traveler. Sorry about doubting you there. And sorry about the whole, stripper spacewoman thing.
Okay.
And second of all, I think we found your time leak. It's in the gents.
Oh, very good. Very good. So the leak is,
in a toilet? Yes. That seems a... universe has a sense of humor.
Ah, and it's very funny. And quick, too.
You don't believe me?
Oh, touche.
Oh, no. This is for real, okay? Peace or dead bodies in the pub.
Okay, well, I'm gotta go climb back into my spaceship and disappear.
Why else would I have two men in this cupboard?
I'll see you around, future boy.
Wait, Cassie!
She's changed.
I think it's time we had another little chat, Ray.
Outside.
So you're sure we're okay out here?
Yes, we're fine. No one's due out in the garden for another 23 minutes.
So... Okay, good. So this is a bit of a new look for you.
Do you like it?
Yes. I mean, you know, it's very nice.
Oh.
Very quick, too.
Well, not from my point of view. It actually took... quite a bit of time to sort all this out.
Oh, yeah? How long?
6 months.
So you just went through the door, went into the future for 6 months, and then came back out?
1 second after I left you.
Wow.
Oh, thank you.
So it's all sorted then with the time leak and dead bodies?
Yep, all sorted.
Are you sure?
Ray, I didn't spend the last 6 months just dyeing my hair. I'm a professional.
So, what was all this about then?
I'm sorry, I can't tell you.
What? Why not?
Because that knowledge is anachronous to your time period.
Wow, that sounded like you really knew what you were talking about.
I know. It's great, isn't it? I did what you told me, and I started seeing everything with real confidence, even if I don't have a clue. It's just had an amazing effect. Even got a promotion.
Really? You got a promotion?
Well, I got off probation.
That's pretty much the same.
Yeah.
And what did you reckon to me avoiding that paradox in there?
Ray, you hid in a cupboard.
I thought I did very well under the circumstances. I mean, sure, I don't have a manual to ignore.
Will you stop it with the manual?
So how do we get back to the right line?
Well, nearly there anyway.
So we just wait?
Yeah.
In the cupboard?
I'm afraid so.
No glowing portal. No vortex, no big starship. Just sit and wait in the cupboard.
Yeah.
Not exactly the glamour that I had expected from time travel.
I did warn you.
Any chance I could wait out here with you?
Why?
Just, because... Well, it's slightly better than wedging myself in a cupboard with two very sweaty men. Not a good thing.
No, I imagine not.
So we'll just hang out here for a while.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
A young couple come out and kiss.
I thought you said we had 20 minutes.
Yeah. Oh, it's not a problem. I'm just going to go check that out. And maybe you should get back in that cupboard.
But everything's going to be okay.
Ray, relax. I told you, I'm a professional.
He raises his eyebrows and watches the others kissing.
Well, they do say that things taste better outside.
She's gone.
Thank God.
Things taste better outside. Twat.
Ray's looking out of the cupboard door.
Hang on.
This is it.
Hello, Pixie. Didn't come on.
No. Just gonna watch from here.
Shit, what the fuck are you doing?
Once their past selves have gone into the toilet, they fall out of the cupboard and Pete goes to the door.
Where are you going?
I need a piss.
You can't go in there.
You said your woman fixed it.
I'm sure she has, Toll, but the other us might still be in there. Oh, let's go to the ladies.
Ladies?
The three of them each stand in a cubicle.
I'm confused.
You're pissing in the ladies. Of course you're confused.
So, the other versions of us
have gone back in time and become us.
Oh, you see? You say that like it makes sense. For me, it's just crazy talk.
I quite like it in the ladies.
I'm so confused.
Look, Pete, don't worry about it, all right? All you need to know is that back in the right time and everything is going to be okay.
They step out of the toilet into daylight and a derelict, ramshackle corridor.
Did you get that girl's number, Ray?
Oh, shit.
She said she fixed it.
She said she had.
Maybe she didn't expect us to go to the ladies.
And we didn't do that conga thing.
Yeah, maybe that wasn't vital.
Oh, fuck this, lads.
No, Pete, wait!
Oh, maybe he's got the right idea.
Yeah, maybe.
Don't go in!
He's bearded.
Oh, thank God! Oh, good to see you again, at last!
What the hell happened to you?
I don't want to talk about it. Let's never speak of this again. Pete, have you got shit on you? Yeah. They want to attack you if you wear their scent.
Who won?
They don't want to talk about it.
Ray?
Yeah?
What should we do now?
Don't know.
We should go back into the toilet.
Yeah!
No!
We need weapons and food. What the hell did happen to you?
I really don't want to talk about it.
What I will say is that weapons and food would be a really good idea.
Oh, maybe we'll have a little grab for weapons and food first.
Yeah,
sounds like a plan.
Outside, the city's post-apocalyptic and covered in grey ash, with buildings half destroyed. The bars also covered in ash, devastated and abandoned. And there's a big hole in the wall.
What do you think happened?
They look out at the razed city. Then Toby turns to Ray, who's suppressing a grin.
You're a little bit excited, aren't you?
A little bit! Come on, it's the future.
I've always wanted to go there.
Not alone anymore. No more running, no more hiding, no more bad dreams.
You know, for someone who really doesn't want to talk about it, he can be quite chatty, can't he?
Weapons and food, that's what we need.
Ray opens the cupboard under the stairs and finds some hoodies for him and Toby. He throws Pete an orange woolly jumper and a black bobble hat, which he was wearing when he got shot. For weapons, Ray finds a plank of wood with a nail in it. Pete tries out a bread knife, and Toby holds a corkscrew in his fist, the metal point sticking out between his fingers. Toby opens a bag of crisps by a fire.
Crisp, anyone?
Pete tucks in and smiles as he savours them. The others watch him.
You checked the sell-by date on those?
May 2094.
How did they taste? Off.
So, whose round is it?
Guys, I think I've seen us.
What?
One time I bumped into three guys who were dressed like this. Like we are now. Only I didn't recognise us.
Us? In the future?
Must have been.
But we only just put these on.
Yep, it's time travel. Shit like that happens.
Did we look well?
Yeah, I suppose so. Too busy running in the other direction to notice. Come on. Let's get back to the toilets.
Whoa. What? We've only just got here.
I think we've all got the idea, haven't we?
Hmm?
The future's broken.
But we have to have a little look around. I mean, how can we not? Are you serious?
Have you actually looked out there, Ray?
This might just be a bad area.
In a bad area, all right? Windows get put through, kids drink on street corners. That is the end of the fucking world.
Ray, don't you want to go home?
Of course I do.
Just, you know, like, in a little while. The way home isn't out there. It's in there. And I want to go home. I really do. And every time I go in and come out, I pray that I'm going to be in the right time. One day I will be.
Pete, exactly how long have you been doing this?
Long enough to know it's better to hunt in packs.
Ooh, that doesn't sound good.
So they can't attack you from behind.
All that. Let's just sit down, all right, in the warm, and wait for rescue. Okay?
Rescue? No one knows we're here. At least out there, there might be someone who can help us.
Like who?
I don't know. Like friendly future people with huge heads.
You're living in a dream world. Both of you.
I'm going to go and get a bit of wood.
Thanks, Pete.
Not for the fire. I'm going to turn this into a spear. When I get back, you two, you better be ready to go. Because I'm not going alone again.
What's up with you?
What?
How many times have we talked about seeing the future, though?
I'm not going out there. Those look like the sort of streets monsters run down. Besides, Ray, I haven't really got the right shoes on for the rubble.
There's always something with you, Tob, isn't there? Oh, I couldn't send my script out. The margins were too wide. I couldn't go to that job interview. There was a spot on my elbow. I can't go exploring. It's the end of the world.
No, that last one's actually quite a good one.
No, it's fun. You just wait there for rescue. You call yourself an Imagineer.
Ray pulls up his hood and heads out into the ruined city. He stands on the ash-covered street and looks down at the ground. He steps forward and pokes his stick into a puddle of green water. He looks round at the ruined, colourless devastation. Behind him, bright white sunlight absorbs some of the taller buildings. Pete's searching the pub garden, walking amongst debris and ash, when he stops and looks at something, staring at it warily.
Ray? Ray! Toby! Hey!
What's going on? You okay?
Ray joins him as Toby steps outside.
Is everything all right out here?
Pete points at the wall of the pub, and they all stare up at a colourful mural of the three of them, wearing the clothes they're in now, with a burning sky behind them.
What does it mean, Ray? What does it mean?
It's us.
Do you think?
Your woman said you'd get famous, right? Well, maybe we all do.
What for?
I don't know. Maybe we form a band.
Can anybody play anything?
Maybe we learn.
And maybe it's not a band.
Do you think they did it from photos? Or do you think we posed?
We're dressed as we are now.
Yeah, it's a head fuck.
Whoa. What was that?
What was what?
A noise.
There's no noise.
Pete?
Shit! What the fuck was that?
Yeah, sounded like mandibles.
What? It's what insects eat with.
I know what mandibles are.
Big insects.
It was another sound. It was like a moaning sound.
Big moaning insects. Back to the toilets.
No.
You don't know that for sure.
Yeah, needn't be insects. It could be anything, right?
It could be like my big friendly future people. You know, their little spindly bodies and their huge hands.
They run away, and through a hole in the wall, a man walks past pushing an old trolley full of junk. He stops to kick something out of the way, and a giant ant attacks him from behind. Inside, the pub toilets look normal.
I think we got a little bit spooked over that.
Shh, things can come in here as well, you know.
Things? What kind of things? No, I'm not. You're freaking me out.
Toby, leave me alone.
No, Ray, look at him. He's covered in shit and scared shitless. Don't you think it would be handy to know what did that to him? Aren't you just a little bit curious about how come he's...
Shh! One time, came in here. I went out through that door. And I fell. Must have been when the ground level was different. 40 feet different. I landed in a wood. I couldn't tell you what time I was in. But if it was the past, then our fossil records are pretty fucking far from complete. But I wasn't the first to fall.
You met other people?
I didn't say they were alive. There was things in that wood that only came out at night. Freezing. The noises. The screams.
They back into a cubicle as their old selves come in.
Chip, what the fuck are you doing? If you've got anything there, you're gonna get it too.
It's us.
I haven't got anything from you. You let me out,
we don't want ourselves. No. If we do that, we'll cease to exist.
Oh, shit.
Exactly.
They stop Pete from going out, holding him back as they all face the door.
Right, check the leaves. I've got some bloke in screen bars.
A fucking sound.
Ooh, really does stick in.
You might as well just pay me now.
Oh, it's like a bitch. It's like a dongy, zooey.
It's Pete's bullshit you can smell.
Listen!
Isn't it a wonder? You really want to see the future?
I'd love to. You've got to do exactly what I do.
What do you mean?
Old Ray walks away from the cubicle without seeing them. Present Ray watches through a crack in the door as the three walk out of the toilets. He goes to check.
Gone. Oh, that's just great. That's just fucking great. I could have saved myself. Saved us. Pete, we'll cease to exist.
Yeah, well, I don't care. And if I get the chance to warm myself again, I want to do it. And now with anyone who tries to stop me.
Shit.
Pete sees himself.
I was wondering what I was going to do.
Why?
Pete, no!
Pete, no!
They chase him into the pub garden, where everyone's wearing the same clothes as them.
What is this?
Okay, babe, keep it together. What would Miss Marple do?
There's hundreds of us. How can there be hundreds of us? Did Pete touch himself? Is this what happens when you do a big paradox?
They aren't us at all. They're only dressed like us.
Ah, well, that's all right then. Yeah, now it makes complete sense.
Okay, what we need to do now is find Pete and get the hell out of here.
They walk through the crowded night garden. Everyone's wearing either white hoodies like Toby, red hoodies like Ray, or an orange woolly jumper and black hat like Pete. They turn round and round looking for their friend. Ray smiles at a few people. Then he becomes thoughtful as he follows Toby and puts a hand on his shoulder to stop him.
Torb, I think I know why everyone is dressed like us.
Why?
It's a theme night. A fan theme night based around us.
Come on, it's a bit of a stretch, isn't it? What do you think that?
Big sign just over there?
Imagineer theme night.
Fans. Of us. Do you think we're here?
What?
The famous future us.
Oh my god, I hope not.
Toby approaches some girls.
Yes, it is me. Hello.
What the hell are you doing?
Chill out, right? These are my people.
No, they're not, and this isn't even our time.
Can't we just soak up a bit of the laugh?
No, we can't.
Now this is what I call a future.
Well, tough. Because we are just here to find Pete and get the hell out of here. So now you, just stay where I can see you.
They bump into Pete and hug him.
Guys, is it the real you?
It's the real us.
Oh,
did you touch yourself?
No, but I think I've broken time. The whole world's full of us.
You haven't broken time, you know.
Yes, Pete, what you did was very, very dangerous. And I want you to promise me that you will never do it again. What's that? Someone slapped it on me.
He's won the Pete lookalike competition.
Well, he does look a lot like him. Do you?
I wonder if they did one for me.
Pete and Ray point over at a fat bloke who's won it.
Okay, let's go.
Oh, guys.
What?
Look.
Their mural.
Look at the table.
I'm writing. I'm Jesus, and I'm writing.
They're at their table in the pub.
It's that letter thing to Hollywood.
This isn't my fault as well, is it? When I broke time.
This is probably something else, Pete. Are you sure it's that letter?
It's blank in the painting, but I left it on that table. It has to be that. Oh, so someone does a painting of us because we slag off some films? Of course it sounds stupid if you put it like that.
You ripped that page out of your little book, right?
Yeah.
And? Was there anything on the back?
Might have been.
Might have been?
Oh, shut up, I'm just trying to think. You know, every time I come up with a genius idea or one of you two says something stupid, I put it in there.
God, could be anything.
It doesn't matter what it is, does it?
What do you mean?
Well, you don't do paintings of nobodies. Whatever I wrote, it turns us into somebodies.
I think it's safe to say we are rich and we are famous.
Then why aren't we smiling? I don't know. Maybe the artist wasn't very good at teeth. Maybe it's a memorial.
Oh, drop it with the bodies. His woman said she fixed it.
Oh, yeah, she said she'd fixed the time link, and I ended up getting chased about by monsters.
If Cathy said that we're safe, then we are safe. I trust her.
You sure?
Yes. Sure. Let's go.
Whoa, slow down. I'll finish this drink.
What? Where did you get that?
Some waiter guy. It's a free bar.
Would you like to stock up on the buffet while we're here?
There's a buffet?
Oh.
Hey, guys. Cavalry's here. Cassie says hello.
You know Cassie?
Oh, I trained her. Sergeant Porter calls and adjust. But you can call me Millie. Hi. I'm here to get you home.
Oh. Hello, Millie.
Hi. We have been looking for you guys everywhere.
What is, are we safe? We don't get killed.
Well, officially, I can't comment. But unofficially, everything is sorted. Ah.
But I still get rich and famous, right?
Officially, I cannot comment, but unofficially, you get your own island.
Yes!
Okay, so how the hell do we get out of here?
Okay, well, you just leave that to me.
Okay.
Okay, come on.
Okay, a little bit weird, but turns out everybody in the future, American.
Come on.
Pete glances at the mural, then they're back in the pub and coming out of the toilets.
I thought she was going to do something more than tell us to get back into the box.
Yeah,
me too.
So, are we back?
The old man sees them as armed hoodies and quickly retreats.
We're back. Yeah, but at what time of night exactly?
The three of them sitting at the table as they were originally.
We can't slag off sequels in this. You know, there have been some really good sequels.
Like?
Mad Max 2.
Godfather 2.
The other three are in a booth behind, watching them.
We should just hurry up and bugger off.
Yeah, it's going to be another little while, yeah.
Look at us. No care in the world. They have no idea what's in store.
Fill it out, mate.
Yeah. We look so happy.
Okay, ladies. We know they stay there for a while. I think it's worth the risk.
Ray gets three pints, but the other him stands next to him.
What are you, 12? Look, I swear to you, I saw myself.
He quickly takes them back to the table.
Huh?
Where are my crisps? Starving.
The bar was a little busy. Maybe later. We'll get my money ready.
They eat crisps, watching themselves in the mirror.
Am I really that fat?
Well, they say the time travel adds 20 pounds.
And you've travelled a lot.
Are those two dead?
What? What do you mean?
Are those two dead?
Oh, no, not yet.
Finally.
Pete goes as well. The hooded three sneak through the bar and go to the table, where Toby picks up the piece of paper he wrote the letter on.
Are we ready, children?
Come on.
Get on with it.
He holds it out.
Well, I never.
It's nuts. I never would have thought it was that.
Pete takes his hat off.
So, do we just leave it here?
Yeah. Yeah, I assume someone just finds it and one goes from there.
I think I feel good about it.
You feel good about it, Tom?
It was my idea.
My idea.
Our idea.
You might come up with seed, but I watered it.
Yes, but without our seed, you have nothing.
Yeah, you got mud.
All right, well, you can have a little bit of my island.
Screw that. I don't want to live on your island.
It's fine by me. I need a piss.
Yes, I'll go outside.
Don't touch yourself.
Oh, yeah, good time. I want my own island.
Ray, who, like Toby, has also removed his hood, goes out into the garden and stands against the wall to pee.
Hi.
Hi. I was hoping you'd come back. Obviously not at that precise moment, but, hey.
He sits on the swing next to her.
So how long has it been for you since we were last?
Oh, another 6 months. I got a promotion.
Oh.
This time, it's for real. Yeah, I was for sorting all this out. You want to ask me for the whole manual, don't you?
Thought never even crossed my mind.
Well, Ray, I am rewriting the manual.
Good for you.
So, you have a nice night tonight?
Oh, you know, just a quiet drink with the boys in the pub.
Very dull.
I did meet this one girl, though.
Really?
She said she was from the future.
What was she like?
She was just... awful.
Oh,
no, she was great. She was great. You know, I never thought I'd say it, but it's good to be back in the present.
I don't know. All this fuss over a half an hour.
What? What are you talking about? We went years into the future. Decades.
Oh, that's very funny.
Katie, I'm deadly serious. We went into the ladies through another time leak, and it brought us to this pub, but in the future, way into the future. You were searching for us, Millie and you and all your lot. Causal Adjust.
Ray, Causal Adjust is just another name for the editors.
Who?
I told you about them. They kill people at their finest hour. Millie's an editor, Ray.
Oh, shit. But she brought us back here. She brought us here. Why would she do that?
Why do you think? To kill you.
Oh, no. What do we do?
Okay, well, I'm going to go get help, and you just stay put.
I gotta go and warn the boys.
Ray, it's not safe in there.
I can't just leave them, Cassie. Look, you bring help, and I'll do what I can.
Ray. Please be careful.
He runs inside, and Cassie twitches her head, but nothing happens. At the table.
Guys, we're screwed.
What?
Millie is an editor.
A what?
An editor. Remember they kill people in their finest hour, like Kevin Costner? And I think that this was ours.
Oh, it's Carl. Yeah, yeah.
No. Wait. There's no point. There's no point. They'll only find us some other time, some other place.
What do we do, eh?
Dad, I can't get a signal.
We burn this.
What?
We burn this. We change history. Without this,
They've no reason to kill us.
You don't know for sure we're in danger.
I know what Cassie said.
I don't care what she said.
Tob, I saw this place full of bodies.
Ray, just think about what you're throwing away, all right? If you burn that, we don't get rich. We don't get famous.
We don't get dead.
Look, I've come up with a lot of ideas. A lot of shit ideas.
Tob.
I know you laugh at them, but I don't mind, because I thought, you know, if I keep going, then one day I'd come up with something good. But what if this is it? The one idea that makes it for me. My one chance. Don't burn it, Ray.
It's not even your idea. I see you burn it.
Well, you fucking would. You've always hated my ideas.
Are you even listening? It's not even your idea.
Guys,
okay, guys, we don't have time for this, really.
Just, Pete, give me the lighter.
Toby,
if you take it, you give it to me.
Pete, what's up with this? 2 months in a wood trying to stay alive. That's what's up with a lighter.
Okay, you keep trying. Yeah. I'm gonna get some matches. Oh.
Give me a go.
No.
Give me a go.
No.
I'll be fine. Just give me a go.
Excuse me.
Hi.
Hey, what's happening?
We're on our own. I'm offline.
What do you mean?
My time machine inside me, it's blocked.
Give me the letter. Just give it me.
No way.
Give me the fucking letter, Pete.
Not a chance.
And say you deny me 3 times. That's why you in the painting.
You Judas!
Pete,
excuse me.
All I want is a box of matches.
Peter, first of point! In the Bible, Peter, who denied Jesus 3 times,
you
fat twat!
Hey! That's enough, lads! Climb in the barrel!
Get off me, you bellend!
As Toby reaches the letter on the floor, a black-heeled boot stamps on his hand.
This is it.
It's Millie, wearing a long silver coat and a sneer.
Hi. I have seen the original before, of course, but in a museum, so just to be here tonight with the creators on the night it all began, it's just such a rush. But I am sorry to say, tonight is as good as it gets. You don't change or add to culture in any meaningful way. This is what you're always going to be remembered for. So why not go out with a bang rather than fade away?
Get away from him, you bitch!
Hello. I'm sorry.
I'm pointing a rather large gun at you.
Yeah. What you got from when, exactly?
Centuries beyond your time.
So what is it?
What is it?
His space gun.
I'll tell you what it is. It's a Mark IV carbamide assault staff. The Planetary Peace Corps' best friend. It'll work in an absolute vacuum and an absolute zero. Cold fusion battery, good for 50 years. It fires homing plasma orbs that'll cut through titanium plate 4 inches thick.
Really? Well, you didn't, like, mention its range?
I'd hit you from here. Now get off the big guy.
Millie moves her foot, and Pete and Toby get away.
Millie, I know what you're trying to do. The future generations leading from this room that wouldn't be born. Chaos theory on a massive scale.
Cassie? Right, that's it. I'm calling the police.
Millie zaps the barman.
Oh, stop it! Fucking stop it!
Everybody freeze! I'm nobody going nowhere!
Hey! Drop your weapons.
You see any weapons, Ray? See, my time machine has a built-in armament system. So to drop my weapons would require about, 12 hours of surgery. You know what? I think we're gonna have a little standoff here today. Oh. Unless, of course, you're bluffing. Unless, of course, that is a plastic toy gun you made for work.
Toby looks at the letter.
That's a nice try. I messed up, Ray. I'm sorry.
No, don't worry about it. All in all, it's been a pretty good day. You know, traveled through time, met you.
You know what? I am sensing a little bit of resistance to this whole immortality deal I am offering here. Toby, all you have to do is destroy that little piece of paper, and you get to live to write another day in your book of bad ideas and your dead-end job. Wow. Or you could give it to me, and I'll turn you all into legends. What do you say?
Come on, Torb.
I just need a little time to think.
What is that to think about? She's gonna fucking kill us.
It's not that simple.
Millie zaps Pete, and the lighter slides over to Ray.
Now this is his choice, and his alone.
Pete holds his injured shoulder. The jukebox.
Oh no, the song. This fucking song.
You know, if there was one thing I could change about this situation, it would not be the song on the fucking jukebox.
Time's up. Now, what's it gonna be?
She holds out her hand. Toby looks down at Pete, who's looking back at him and clutching his shoulder in pain. Ray stands and lights the lighter, which he holds up to show Toby.
Toby
steps towards Millie with the letter.
Fuck you. Chuck it!
Ray throws the lighter at him. Millie raises her hands, balls of purple electricity around them, and aims them at Toby. Ray runs towards her, but she deflects him. The charge hits Toby. He drops the lighter, and the letter drifts down onto the table as a huge ring of energy blasts through the pub and out into the street. A dead body lies on the jukebox. More are scattered over the floor. Ray's space gun lies next to Cassie, who's dead and bloodied. Pete is dead on the floor, with a blonde woman strewn across his chest. Ray and Toby lie side by side, bloody and lifeless. Millie calmly leaves the pub. Suddenly, Ray opens his eyes. He feels the wound on his neck and moves his head to look up at the table, which the letter is lying on. Painfully, he reaches up but can't quite grab it, and his arm drops to the floor again. He tries again as old Pete walks into the bar, looking round in shock at all the dead bodies. As Ray reaches for the letter again, he knocks a pint on the table. Pete legs it out of the pub, and Ray dies. The beer that he spilt slowly spreads over the letter. And suddenly, all the events of the evening happen again, in reverse. From Millie's attack, to them spying on themselves in the pub. The fan party. Hiding in the cubicle. The post-apocalypse city. Hiding under the stairs. Ray seeing himself for the first time in the booth. Their conga dance in the toilets. Pete going to the loo on his own. Cassie meeting Ray, and the three of them sitting at the table when they first arrived. Then, blackness. A white light flares. Then they really are back at the table, as they were before.
Wow.
Ginny Mac.
They look around at the normality of the pub in stunned surprise, then down at the letter. All the inks run off it.
Did you do that?
Yep.
In my pint.
Well, you just did.
Yeah.
But now we're not.
No.
So what happened, is it?
Well, I knocked a pint onto this.
My pint.
I knocked Pete's pint onto this. so no one could read it. So the future then changed because we didn't become famous, so the editors didn't send anybody to kill us.
Wow. I think you got that wrong.
What?
Well, Pete downed his pint, didn't he? So that was probably my point.
Jesus, could we focus on the us being alive again thing?
Well, yeah, you know, obviously. Well done, Ray.
So is that it? Is it all over? We're all okay?
Yeah, I think so.
Wow. I've gone off this pub a little bit.
So we go down the King's Head?
Why not?
So everything that happened tonight?
Couldn't happen. Didn't happen. Including me meeting Cassie.
Come on, let's go.
Hi.
They walk down an alley towards the railway bridge.
I swear I will never use a pub toilet again. It's too dangerous.
And that's all you're taking away from this evening?
No.
So, we're definitely safe now, yeah?
I suppose.
Suppose? You're the nerds. Can't you work it out?
Well, yeah, you know, time we set, so the pub was never full of dead people. So you owe me a tenner, come on.
Okay then, the time reset, the bat never happened.
A white light appears and spins in front of them. A hexagonal portal opens and an armed figure runs out.
Well, I generally say suppose.
Cassie removes the helmet and shakes her long blonde hair.
It's Cassie!
Ray! Oh, thank God you're alive!
They kiss, watched by a stunned Toby and Pete.
Mm. Oh, so you remember me then?
Of course I remember you. We've been going out for 2 years.
What? Really?
Yeah.
2 years?
Yes.
That's, wow. Right, this is Pete and Tol.
Hiya.
Hello.
This is Cassie. She's my girlfriend.
Ray, listen. When you knocked that pine over, you created a feedback loop through the fabric of space-time. The repercussions have been enormous. Leaks everywhere.
Whoa. 2 years, huh? Wow. So we must have, have we had any of the,
I don't know what you're talking about. Unless, of course, you mean sex, which, yeah. Yes, yeah, we've done that last.
Was I any good?
Ray, I love you, but we only have 14 hours to save the Earth, so you have to come with me now.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Good luck with that, guys!
Yeah. We'll be in the King's Head.
What? You guys have to come too.
I think I've done enough time travel for one night, thanks.
It's not time travel. It's a parallel universe.
Parallel universe?
Let's go, the portal's closing.
What the fuck's a portal?
Come on!
Look, why don't you two go? Because, you know, someone should stay and look after the coats and the bags. Besides, I thought I might go for your job on a star ride.
I was gonna apply for that.
I said it first.
Guys, listen to yourselves. Look, this is our one chance to do something important. Yeah, we might fuck it up. To be honest, we probably will. Okay, we definitely will. But who's with me? Please?
Pete and Toby look at each other and smile.
As long as we're back for last orders.
There's my Imagineers.
They stand before the portal.
Okay, let's do this. One. Two.
I fucking hate sci-fi.
Science fiction. Three!
They jump into it together.